Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Lou Gold and Gene Rademick, hear from Sam Robbins, do some flirting, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, April 15th, marked the birth in 1890 in Russia of Louis Milton Goldwasser, better known as Lou Gold. His family came to the U.S. in 1893, and Louis learned piano and was giving lessons while in his teens. At age 27, he was working professionally as a pianist at Hoffman Park Inn on Long Island. By 1924, he had formed his own band and was appearing at the Club Wigwam, which was located at 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The band performed remote broadcasts from the Club Wigwam over WHN radio, and on March 14, 1924, they made their first records for Cameo. By the end of the year, Gold was recording for many different labels under a wide variety of pseudonyms, and by his last recording session in May of 1932, he had cut about 750 sides. Lou Gold was also a composer, writing Driftwood with lyrics by Gus Kahn and That's My Girl with lyrics by Benny Davis. He retired to Florida, where he died on August 19, 1950. Here's Lou Gold.
I think I'm losing my right mentality. Honestly, do I know what I'm doing? Am I in a rut? Am I just a nut? Do you think I am? Do I give a care while I'm in love? Thank you.
all. All I want is little Lucy you. So they're pretty as can be, and they make the eyes at me. All I want is little Lucy you. You are just the type for satisfaction. When you kiss me, oh boy, what reaction. Dear, you stole my heart away, and I'm sighing night and day. All I want is little Lucy you.
Up and smile, everything is worthwhile when you're in love. I feel so gay in every old way. Why feel so sad when you can feel so glad? I never feel blue when I'm thinking of you, 'cause I'm in love. Troubles like bubbles, they are in vain. Face them or chase them again. Love drives your sorrows right from your heart. From it you never should part. Why don't you smile? It may be worth your while. Life in this world is worth giving a trial. Then you will long for the sweetest of songs when you're in love.
Thank you. Closer, it's lonesome tonight, so sing me a baby song. Well, maybe it's you, maybe it's me. What do you care what the reason might be? Just sing me a baby song. When a baby cries, she wants lullabies about the treetop cradle so tall. Won't you baby me? Honey, can't you see that I'm a grown-up baby, that's all. Now you ought to know, when I'm so blue, I'm just a baby that's crying for you. So sing me a baby song.
There you have just four of the more than 750 sides that Lou Gold recorded during his career. We began with Do I Know What I'm Doing When I'm in Love, written by Leo Robin, Richard A. Whiting, and Sam Coslow. That's from a 1929 Paramount musical comedy film titled Why Bring That Up, which starred the blackface comedy team of Moran and Mack. Why Bring That Up was one of the duo's catchphrases. The vocal duo on that recording was the Radio Imps, Ed Small and Jerry Macy, who was incorrectly credited on the label of that Regal 78, recorded October 17, 1929, as Tommy Macy. Next, it was Irving Kaufman, who provided the vocal on a great many of Lou Gold's recordings, and All I Want Is It'll Ootsie You. Irving was credited on the label of that February 8, 1929 Diva 78 as Robert Wood. It'll Ootsie Oo was followed by Lou Gold as Cliff Roberts Dance Orchestra and When You're in Love, Smile, co-written by Lou Gold and recorded on December 3, 1930. The vocalist was Harold Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label of that Perfect 78 as Rodman Lewis. We finished up with Irving's brother Jack Kaufman, credited as Jimmy Kern on that Perfect 78 and Sing Me a Baby Song, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. That was recorded around June 20th of 1927. The first three of those records are from our friend Brian Wright's CD, Lou Gold and His Orchestra, It's Tight Like That, on his Rivermont label CD. You can check that out, as well as the rest of Brian's fine vintage music reissues, at rivermontrecords.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 13th, marked the birth in St. Louis, Missouri in 1890 of pianist, composer, and bandleader Gene Rodemick. He was classically trained and at age 14 played at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, becoming known as the Ragtime Paderewski. He began recording for Brunswick in 1919, producing 87 sides by 1926. That year, the band relocated to Boston and 2 years later to New York City, where they were heard on radio broadcasts. As music director for Van Buren, Rudimick and the band also recorded background music for over 100 film cartoons produced by the company. Along with Larry Conley, trombonist in the band, Rudimick wrote Honolulu, Just a Funny Little Tune, Missouri Tickler Blues, My Sweetheart, One Stolen Kiss, Shanghai Shuffle, When Dreams Come True, and Tijuana. He died of pneumonia in New York City on February 27, 1934. Here's Gene Rudimick.
Thank you.
Gene Rodemix Orchestra, November 15th, 1923, and I'm Sitting Pretty in a Pretty Little City, written by Lou Davis, Abel Baer, and Henry Santley. That was preceded in December of 1922 by Railroad Man, written by Ernie Erdman, Elmer Scoble, and Billy Myers. That record featured a piano duo of Gene Rodemix and Austin Wiley, and the band's preceding session in June of 1922 had a piano trio, including David H. Silverman. Lad's Black Aces also recorded Railroad Man, but with the title Railroad Men. We began our little tribute to Gene Rodemick with The Tenth Interval Rag, written by Harry Ruby and recorded February 21, 1924. Last week I played Mr. and Mrs. Is the Name from the first National Picture Flirtation Walk. Here's the title song from that show, along with some other rapidly rotating records about flirting.
Thank you. nothing matter now, my dear. Love will always out, and I never had a doubt that I'd find your arm in mine right here. I always knew someday I'd accompany you along flirtation walk.
A dream foretold, a story that you'd unfold, that lives forever
and never grows old. I always felt that your little heart would melt along flirtation walk. That love would rise and light up your lovely eyes
for me, only for me.
The dreams we had are fulfilling their thrilling appeal.
The kiss you gave me began it. Oh, can this all be real?
It's more than grand, it's more than I ever planned. I'm much too happy to talk, because with you there's nothing that won't come true along flirtation walk.
Sam Lennon and his orchestra, July 31st, 1925, and Stop Flirting. Stop Flirting was composed by Russell Tarbox with lyrics by Henry Sloan and is the theme song for the Christie Film Company silent picture of the same name, which starred Perry Reynolds and Wanda Holly. The Christie Film Company was founded by brothers Al and Charles Christie and produced more than 560 films between 1916 and 1937. Before that, we heard Flirtation Walk from the first national picture of the same name. The vocal duo on that August 22, 1934 recording is unidentified. Flirtation Walk was written by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel. We began that flirtatious set with Lou Gold and his orchestra, and I'm flirting with you, you who, from a Cameo 78 recorded in May of 1926. I'm flirting with you, you who was composed by Hal Leonard with lyrics by Cliff Friend. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. This segment was originally going to be for no particular reason, because I had found a record titled You Oughta Be Arrested, which sounded interesting. It was by Sam Robbins and his orchestra, and while looking through Sam's discography, I found another of his recordings titled A Bowl of Chop Suey and Yui. Well, how could I not play that? So this turned into a segment on Sam Robbins.
Calling all cars, calling all cars, look out for a professional heartbreaker, calling all cars.
Can't wait now, darling.
Well, you ought to be arrested for breaking my heart and disturbing my peace of mind. You ought to go to jail without any bail for treating me so unkind. They ought to have you wearing a ball and a chain for teaching me love is blind. I gave you happiness. You weren't fair. You didn't care. You gave me air. Ought to be arrested for breaking my heart by the local police, for disturbing my peace of mind.
A bowl of chop suey and yui, a cozy little table for chewy, with
with a bowl of chop suey and yui. For a place that is belly Chinesey, it's nice for a hug and a squeezy, where we can do a billy and cooey, with a bowl of chop suey for chewy. We'll hum a love song, funny little love song, like the Chinese do. Hoing kai, yong kai, hoing kai, hoing kai, that means I love you. And if you say it's me that you love me, Ollie, say me just like turtle dovey, then all of my dreams will come truey, with a bowl of chop suey and yui. Little Chinese lanterns swaying to and fro, playing in the evening breeze. Little Chinese lanterns turn down low, damn clever these Chinese. Dreamy Chinese incense floating through the room, floating in the evening breeze. Dreamy Chinese incense spreading its perfume, damn clever these Chinese. My dog, feeling blue and blue, just sitting on a log and petting my dog, waiting for you. He sits up and lifts his paw, and then tries to kiss my hand. I guess that's the way he tries to say, buddy, I understand. Gee, it's tough to be in love and have nobody near, not a thing on earth to bring a little cheer. So I am here, just sitting on a log, a petting my dog, feeling blue as blue. Just sitting on a log, petting my dog, waiting for you.
We began this Sam Robbins set with Sam Robbins and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and You Ought to Be Arrested, written by Louis Alter. The vocal on that September 7th, 1934 recording was June Joy. Next, it was a bowl of chop suey and yui from the 1934 musical comedy picture Shoot the Works, starring Jack Oakey, Ben Burney, and Dorothy Dell. The movie was based on the unsuccessful Broadway play The Great Magoo, written by Ben Hecht and Gene Fowler, which opened December 2, 1932 at the Selwyn Theater and closed the same month. Sam Robbins performed double duty on that April 27, 1934 recording, directing, and providing the vocal. A Bowl of Chop Suey and Yui was written by Ben Burney, Alice Gehring, and Walter Bullock. We finished up with Sam Robbins once again singing on Sittin' on a Log, Pettin' My Dog. That was from the band's first recording session for Bluebird on November 22, 1933. Sittin' on a Log, Pettin' My Dog was written by Byron Gay and Zez Confrey and was first recorded by Janie Lang with Jack Denny's Orchestra. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra.
Guy came riding by on a 10-cent trolley tour. His eyes were mean, his heart was black,
and this interurban tramp
beguiled poor Nell and took her back to his nearby nudist camp.
His cohorts looked her over in a picturesque ravine,
from orchestra and balcony to second mezzanine,
and then and there elected her to be their nudist queen.
Oh, she's so sweet when she appears, the corn's all eyes instead of ears. Taxi drivers strip their gears for Nellie, the nudist queen. Her point of view is rather quaint, she holds her subjects in restraint. Though love is blind, the neighbors ain't, says Nellie, the nudist queen. Among the trees with birds and bees, she flutters and she flitters. She rambles and she gambles and she toddles and she titters. When Nell goes by, all nature thrills. Mountaineers desert their stills. There's more than gold in them, our hills. There's Nellie, the nudist queen. Now her overhead expense, to say the least, is very small. She never needs a tailor. There's no laundry bill at all. And her meals are always splendid in her out-of-doors menage. A dinner for a dollar, and of course no cover charge. When you see a nudist wedding, as we did the other day, you can watch the groom's expression when they give the bride away. You can tell by her knee action if the model's old or new. You can always tell the best man at a nudist wedding too. Now some creditors came calling at her clearing in the hills and asked to see a statement that would justify her bills. When they viewed her liabilities, the atmosphere was tense. But when she showed her assets, boy, her assets were immense. So we're going back to nature to go native minus clothes, with a great big tin of aspirin and menthol for our nose. Though only God can make a tree, as famous poets tell, it seems if he can make a tree, we ought to make our Nell. A blind man came the other day, threw his pencils right away, took off his specs and said, I'll say to Nellie, the nudist queen. A boy of five came out to chat, she gave his cheeks a playful pat. The kid cried, Mama, buy me that, Nellie, the nudist queen. Like ancient Greeks, the human freaks about the fields go naked. There's good clean fun out in the sun, that is if you can take it. Oh, she's a woodland nymph at play, front and rear, she's décolleté. She's got class with a capital K, Nellie, the nudist queen.
about you. You are the one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. Some girls are like April flowers. They droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra and Feelin' Good with an unidentified vocal trio. Feelin' Good was written by Jack Yellen and Owen Murphy and was recorded on April 14, 1928. Next, it was the vocal duet of Stuart Ross and Joe Sargent and their own composition, Nellie the Nudist Queen, from April 15, 1933. Nellie was followed by the Five Birmingham Babies, the California Ramblers when recording for Pathé, and You're in the Wrong with the Right Baby, from April 14, 1925. You're in the Wrong with the Right Baby was written by Maceo Pinkard, Spencer Williams, and Edna Bell Alexander under the name Alex Beledna. We finished up with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and one of my Desert Isle discs, records I'd like to have with me if I were stranded on a desert island. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. That was recorded exactly 82 years ago this very day, and it was also recorded in 1927 by Sam Lennon, Arden and Oman, the California Ramblers, Frank Daly and his Meadowbrook Orchestra, and Warner's Seven Aces. There's Everything Nice About You was written by Arthur Turker, Alfred Bryan, and Pete Wendling. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.